you don't know about Theoretically Speaking, we're in West Palm Beach. There's also questionable call with JC. I don't know.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. And sorry to my guy, Deshaun Foster, UCLA. That was absolutely a rough watch, a rough listen. If you didn't get the reference there, CCAT, did I do a good job of giving that reference out? Did it make sense to you?
That was a solid parody.
There we go. Thank you. I was worried that was a swing and a miss. I did not give CCAT the heads up. As I returned from Charlotte for ACC kickoff, which was wonderful. Today, technically, ACC kickoff still going on, but who cares about Clemson if you're out here in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast? So we left after day of Miami Hurricanes fun. Of course, we got this Cam Ward, Miami starting quarterback transfer from Wazoo, pulling up Heisman hopeful. We got that interview coming to you very soon. But I did want to start with just an ode to my guy, Deshaun Foster. Obviously a big name, former NFL guy, former UCLA Bruin, and now first-year coach for UCLA at Big Ten Media Days. It was, I've never had so much secondhand embarrassment. His opening statement, which we won't play here today because it's not about them, but him just drawing an absolute blank. I mean, the dude played at UCLA, coaches that team, and he literally said, yeah, you guys might not know a lot about UCLA, but, you know, we're in LA. There's also USC. All right, any questions?
That was tough.
Like, I was literally talking to my wife, Ashley, who's not really a sports fan, but, you know, obviously, like, hears a lot and sees a lot from me. I'm like, you could have given those points about UCLA football. She was like, yeah, she might even been able to give a third point. We're blue and yellow. You know, like
anyone who got a C+ in public speaking in college would have done better.
That's tough.
Than Foster right there.
And he did later on say, like, I'm not a big speaker guy. You know, I played the game, you know, and all of these other things and whatnot. But again, it just, I was incredulous to know that he had nothing other than where he played and also that the fact that there was another school in the city. So we'll get beyond that because the real story today is ACC kickoff and specifically the future. I wouldn't really call him the future maybe, but maybe the guy that's drawing the most hype, the most buzz, the most optimism in a long time in recent years in Cam Ward for the Miami Hurricanes. I had a wonderful sit down with him after 3 days in Charlotte at the Uptown Hilton where ACC kickoff started off a 4-day event. Too many days if you ask me, but I mean, I'm cool with it, whatever. Cam Ward had to be the star of the full week. People glowing about what he might be able to do, a dual threat quarterback, a guy that's going to be contending for the Heisman. CCAT, you know the ACC, they came out with all of these different like banners and mottos for the year. One of them was toughest non-conference schedule in the nation. Is that like ring a bell for you? Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I would be happy to do that if I was an AD. Like, I'm kind of proud I put that schedule together.
Toughest non-conference schedule. That's us, because I guess everybody outside of our conference is so much more difficult to play. I think it's also like an indictment on your own conference.
Yeah.
If you say that.
You go out and get someone that's better than us.
Yeah. Because it's harder for the Big Ten or the SEC to have the toughest non-conference schedule because, well, their conference games are the tougher ones.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
So,
but beyond that, also, there was one thing that the ACC was parading, the conference of quarterbacks.
Wow.
Do you think, like, ACC football, is that really the conference of quarterbacks?
Well, we heard the exact opposite from our good friend Tyler Cameron.
Yeah.
He said the ACC is full of fraudulent quarterbacks.
That was his main point, and he's a former ACC quarterback. He went to Wake Forest and, well, failed really quickly there and then came to FAU, but was an ACC quarterback. And he says, as a guy that experienced it, well, it's not a conference that produces quarterbacks. And when I think about it, so they were parading the fact that there's four, there's going to be eight starting quarterbacks projected to start in the NFL this year from the ACC. Now they're cheating a little bit because they're counting Jared Goff, who's a Cal quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's one. But if you think about the other ACC quarterbacks that actually played in the ACC, they're all being lifted up by one guy, and that's Lamar Jackson, right? Daniel Jones, not really an exciting ACC quarterback. The combination of Jacoby Brissett from NC State or Drake May in New England. We'll see what that pans out to be. There's not, like, the rest of these ACC guys that are starting in the NFL right now, not really moving the needle that much, but a guy that likely will be drafted next year and also moves the needle plenty and is going to do so in Coral Gables, we got to sit down with at ACC kickoff just yesterday, and I want to tee up that conversation right now. But first, I do want to talk to you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Before the Cam Ward interview, before we get into Cam Ward and just the magnetism, right?
Yeah.
The leadership, all the great stuff of Cam Ward. I want to talk to you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. He is the pride of Coral Gables, Mario Cristobal, in his third year, turning the keys over to him with Shannon Dawson at OC to shoot for an ACC title and potentially more. Here is my conversation with quarterback Cam Ward.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill continues. I'm Theo Dorsey. I'm sitting next to Cam Ward, who's all of the buzz here coming into his first season with the Miami Hurricanes, but not your first rodeo in college football. First off, appreciate you joining me, Doc.
Appreciate you having me.
I'll start with this, because you are a Texas guy like myself. I'm from Mo City. Out there in Florida, you know, there's a lot of hype around Publix and whatnot, but I try and tell people no better grocery store than H-E-B. What are your thoughts? You got to fill the both of them.
Man, H-E-B is where it's at. It's cheaper than Publix.
Yeah.
You get the same stuff at H-E-B. I don't really be going there too much because I'm not at home like that no more.
Right.
But H-E-B up there for sure.
That's it right there. You were in San Antonio too, you know, played a couple years there. I got to tell people, you got to lock in on that. If you haven't experienced it, one of the better places to shop. One of the best places to play football, not just in the ACC, but at Miami. What has it been like so far since you've joined this locker room with Cristobal, with Shannon Dawson, with your fellow Canes? How have they welcomed you in, and how have you set the tone for what this season's going to look like?
They welcomed me in with open arms, because Cristobal has let me come in and, you know, just be the person I want to be the teammate that I want to be. The team has to, you know, one thing about this team is that we actually like being around each other. You know, it's times where, like, we don't feel like going home. We just go sit in the locker room, just sit by each other, just talk. Like, every time we talk, it's rarely about football. And, you know, we just walk around the building, you know, just being a team, you know, who just likes being around each other, just wakes up, you know, ready to go play football. And I think that's going to suit us well.
Gotta love that coming into a year where Miami's looking to make waves, not just in the conference, but across the nation. You've gotten a lot of raving reviews from people that have watched your tape, from people that, you know, do what I do for a living, as well as, like, former Canes who have watched what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Which one has been the coolest to see that this person, this legend of the game, appreciates what Cam Ward is able to do with a football in his hands?
I would probably have to say it was actually last year. When I was at Wazoo, when Aaron Rodgers shouted me out. I watch a lot of Aaron Rodgers tape. Him and Pat Mahomes are really two main quarterbacks I watch right now. I'm also watching some Jordan Love right now. He low-key a dog.
He nice.
He low-key a dog.
We've been having that conversation about the big bag he's en route to out there in Green Bay. Yeah, but, yeah.
He's a dog.
Okay.
Him, for sure, Rodgers shouting me out, that was smooth.
Yeah, yep. Cam Ward here joining us, Miami Hurricanes quarterback, and a guy that's going to be on a plenty of watch lists and preseason lists and whatnot like that. But for you, you obviously came back to college football here this year because you feel like there's unfinished business to do at this level, and this Canes team is thirsty to do the same. You have a good feel for what y'all have so far, and I know y'all are doing one day at a time, but what is the ceiling of what you guys have with that immaculate offensive line, all the weapons you have, and then you look back in your backfield, you got guys that can start all across the conference. Like, what's the ceiling for the squad?
I think the ceiling is very high for us. But I think it will come down to, you know, us not being a selfish team and us, you know, showing up each and every Saturday. We can't take no team too lightly, no matter whether they're the best team in the country or the worst team in the country. We got to show up and play every team. How are we going to play, you know, whether we go against Florida, Florida State, FAMU, Ball State, all those schools. So, you know, we got to treat every team the same, no matter their Power 5 or FCS. Every team, you know, they show up and they play us. We got to be on our A game every Saturday. And so, you know, we're ready for that challenge. It's something that, you know, us in the locker room, we ready for the season to come. So, you know, we're going to get through fall camp. Hopefully everybody stay healthy, you know, get the game won, make some plays, and, you know, so on, so on.
They're saying the ACC is the conference of quarterbacks. When you look around the ACC, do you see any other guy that lines up as a signal caller that can say, I'm the best guy in the ACC, or is Cam Ward going to be the number one quarterback in this conference?
I think it's myself for sure. I always carry myself that way, you know, to the day I'm not on this plane no more. That's just, you know, who I was, how I was raised. You know, I'm a competitor. And I'll always be a competitor, no matter if we up by a lot and I'm still in the game, I'm trying to, you know, run another tutty, hand off another tutty, throw another tutty. You know, if we down by a lot, I'm always trying to get a comeback in. So, you know, that's just how I am. You know, every time I step on the field, I know I'm the best player on the field, and that's going to be my mindset each and every game. You know, I make sure I go prove it.
From Incarnate Word to Wazoo and now Miami, Cam Ward joining us here on ESPN 106.3, talking some ball. Is there anybody in that Canes locker room? I know you like to challenge your teammates a lot. Is there anybody you could point out and say, this dude might work harder than me, or maybe just as hard, works up to my level? Because I've seen how competitive you can be. I've seen a lot of the videos put out on Twitter as well. Who's somebody in that locker room that you know has that same fire as you?
I'll say two people. Defensively, Meech Powell, transfer from Washington. Me and him go at it a lot. He's made plays for us this spring. He had a great season at Washington, getting them to the Natty last year. So, you know, him getting that addition, I was actually, you know, eating with him on his visit when he came to Miami.
Okay, nice.
So, you know, it was good to, you know, be there with him. You know, me and him, we locker mates too, so we be going at it damn near every day after practice, so it's fun. Then offensively, I could probably say the whole receiving court, especially Isaiah Horton. I seen him make the biggest step out of everybody. He brings that mindset every day on the field. You know, he sees the space that I want to get to on the field. He knows when I want to get there on the field. Me and him have elite timing. Jacoby George is the same way. Xavier Streppo is the same way. So I know if our time is on point, timing and, you know, footwork beats everything. And then seeing cover zero, as long as, you know, me and the receivers are on time, will be anything.
And what do we not know about your game? You've been working on so much this summer, right? And you've evolved every single year at the college football level.
Mm-hmm.
What do we not know about your game that we're going to learn more now that you're on probably the biggest stage that you would have played on in football?
I think people don't know how much anger I really play with. I play with, you know, just a lot of hatred in my heart just because of what I had to go through in high school. Just because I never want to feel that way again. I want to put myself in a position to be the best quarterback in college football. To hopefully that translates to the NFL, you know, God willing. But, you know, every time I step out on the field, I remind myself where I came from. I remind myself of, you know, the backstory, how I had to get to where I am to be a Power 5 quarterback. I had one offer out of high school. So before every game, I pray and I always remind myself what you have to get through now. It will never leave me.
Man, I want to line up and run routes for this dude right now. Cam Ward, inspiring, a leader. And I heard Coach Cristobal say you played a quarterback position like a linebacker, which – kind of plays into what you just said there. Appreciate your time, man. And speaking of linebackers, I got your guy Kiko right there that I'll have next here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Cam, good luck this fall.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. From a Texas guy to another, looking forward to seeing what he's able to do with the Canes.
They start the season, obviously, in the Swamp, August 31st. Couldn't get any of them to talk too much about what that game's going to be, but there is going to be a big battle this year in the state of Florida. Which college football team is going to be the team to beat in the state of Florida between Florida State, who obviously held the crown last year and they won those interstate battles? You got Miami that has all the promise. You just heard from Cam Ward, a guy that's going to, again, he's going to be in that Heisman race. And with that offensive line that Cristobal has either recruited or gotten transfers in for, and that defensive line that's so strong in the trenches and all the weapons, Miami's going to be prolific. And then you got your UCFs of the world. You got your USFs of the world. We had the conversation. We put the poll out actually on Monday, CCAT, and you would never guess who people actually voted as the number one college football team in the state of Florida this year.
Was it the U?
It was not the U.
Who was it?
Florida State. People think the Noles are going to come back and do it again. Be back-to-back state champs for college football. I would vehemently disagree. I think if this is not the year for Miami, then maybe there will never be a year. This feels like the stars have aligned. Mario Cristobal in his second year with his offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, in a year where he has had a lot of time to reflect on some of those in-game decisions and maybe the control he has over his coordinators, and also just the pure amount of talent Miami has this year. It just feels set up that they can actually make a run, and it feels like, though again, Canes fans keep getting compared to Cowboys fans, and I get it. This is the year. This is it. It's time.
Yeah, this is it.
It's all about the U.
I'm more interested in the Gators just because of how tough their schedule is.
Yeah.
You will always turn the TV on a Saturday and know that you're going to have a solid opponent playing the Gators as a neutral observer. That's all I'll be locked on this year.
Yeah, yeah. But when you have a quarterback who was as sought after as Cam Ward was, the number one transfer target in the nation, and he talks about how Cristobal says he plays the position like a linebacker. He plays with hatred in his heart. He's out there, you know, practicing with Shedeur Sanders and everything, challenging them to be better, challenging them in a way that you don't see people really come at Shedeur and whatnot. Like, this dude born to be a Miami Hurricane, and yes, I admit, you know, grew up a Canes fan, even in Houston. Been rooting for it to finally come to fruition, and I am buying all of the hype. Remember, Tyler Van Dyke came in with a similar amount of hype 3 years ago when Cristobal was starting his era, and I got a chance to chat with him and Cristobal at that ACC kickoff in Charlotte, and I didn't feel the same way afterwards. You know, TVD told me that I couldn't even hang out with his friends in North Carolina. He said I wouldn't be able to mix with that crowd. That kind of turned me off a little bit to the whole experience, and it didn't go so well. But Cam Ward, that's a guy I can get behind. I like what he's got cooking.
He said he plays with a lot of hate. Is that the descriptor you want your quarterback to play with? I feel like that's the wrong position to play with hate at. I think confidence might be the better word for a quarterback.
That's a good question. That's actually an excellent question because I didn't think about it in that way. But again, when you think about the Canes when they were at an all-time high and they were competing and it was the braggadocio and it was the ultra level of confidence and competitiveness, hate in your heart, that resonates through that locker room. That resonates with a fan base.
Yeah, the enemy is on the other sideline, and we hate the enemy.
Yes.
We do anything to conquer the enemy.
And I'm sure also I would rather a quarterback have that mentality and then you dial it back than you try to pull the dog out of somebody that doesn't inherently have it in them. And Cam Ward, I don't think it's a debate. He's got it in him, and it's up to the Canes, the coaching staff, and really the rest of that squad to see what they can do this year. But again, I'm going the Miami Hurricanes, definitively going to be the best college football in the state of Florida, or college football team in the state of Florida, and we'll see if they're able to end their season in Charlotte and go beyond as well. It's going to be a fun college football season. It kicks off less than a month from today. It kicks off August 24th with Florida State and Georgia Tech out there in Dublin, Ireland. So that'll be some fun. I mean, the NFL season is a week away from starting. At least the preseason is. The Hall of Fame game, just 1 week away. The Texans and the Chicago Bears, right? So that's going to be fun. But what's even more enticing are the training camp battles. And we have an update on the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback controversy. Russell Wilson or Justin Fields? On the other side, I'll tell you why. If you're Justin Fields, the perfect position for you isn't the pole position that Russell Wilson is in right now, but to start the season on the bench. I'll tell you why on the other side. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Cam Ward definitively said, I am the best quarterback in the ACC, and he won't stop until he's the best quarterback in the nation. The Heisman's not out of reach. The Canes being in the college football playoff for the first time, not out of reach. If you missed the Cam Ward interview, Miami quarterback, it's wherever you can find your podcast. Theoretically Speaking, subscribe and also tap in and listen to that one. It was a great one with a quarterback that's coming with a lot of promise to Coral Gables. And again, I got Miami as the best team in college football. C-Cat.
College football. Number one.
Best team in Florida.
There we go.
In the state of Florida in college football. Let me reframe that because there's a lot of ball to be played and I'm not making that big of a declarative statement. That's exactly the trap you fall into again. The Canes fan, it's never just good. If it's a great season, then it's oh, we got to be perfect this year. You got to go straight through 15-16-0. Got to temper those expectations a little bit if you don't want to be disappointed down the line.
But I think with a 12-team playoff, so many more teams will be optimistic about the end of their season than it was in the past, just by sheer numbers. Adding 8 more playoff-considered teams, I think you'll feel better about it.
Yeah, you can take a loss. You can take a loss or two.
Or you can take being the 12th best team in the country, losing in the first round. That's all right. For a lot of programs out there, it's playoff or bust.
Would
and when the playoff didn't happen.
Would it be okay? Like, you're a Penn State guy.
Yeah.
Penn State alum and a fan of the Nittany Lions. Is that a successful season if they get in at the back end of the playoff, like a 12 seed, 11 seed, and lose in the first round? You're happy?
It almost feels like printing money at the Treasury. Like, we're manufacturing this success. I think I'll be okay. I think I will be fine with that. A first-round exit, first year in the 12-team playoff as a Penn State fan, I think I'll be okay with it. I think you would, too, with the U.
It feels synonymous to, like, the NFL just added the 7 seed, and you think about the play-in in the NBA, like the Pelicans are always hovering around the play-in, and ironically, the Miami Heat, even though they make it to the finals with it. But, like, it doesn't, you know, for New Orleans, it kind of does feel like a box checked if you make the play-in and maybe win the first game, lose the second.
Yeah, college football is so different than pro sports.
Right.
You know, it's so hard to be the elite of the elite, and there's years when there are 8 actual championship contenders, and then there are years like the Cincinnati year where there was actually only 3 that you could actually believe win a national championship. So it's a year-by-year basis. It's better to include teams that shouldn't be there than leave out teams that might have a chance.
Dang, not a big Desmond Ridder guy, I see.
It was ugly. I didn't like watching that game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of Desmond Ridder, his old coach when he was with the Falcons, was Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith, now the offensive coordinator of those Pittsburgh Steelers. And boy, do we have a good show this preseason when it comes not just to the AFC North, right? There's so many storylines. The AFC North is packed with just compelling storylines through the camp into the fall. When you think about the Browns, is Deshaun Watson going to be good? You think about the Bengals. Is T. Higgins going to be happy? Is Joe Burrow going to be able to stay healthy? And is that team's chemistry still intact? The Ravens, I mean, you lose Mike McDonald as a defensive coordinator. You lose a few offensive linemen. Is the offense the same? Is the defense able to recover from the brain drain? And then you have the Pittsburgh Steelers, where it's going to come down to one position, and it's the most important position in team sports, and that's quarterback. Mike Tomlin addressed the media about the quarterback position. Of course, you got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on one-year deals. Wilson, it feels like this is do or die for him in his career. Justin Fields, he has an opportunity to take over and become a future starter in this league and make some major money if he's able to step into position. But here's Mike Tomlin. Before we get into where the Steelers should go with this quarterback room, here's Mike Tomlin when he was asked specifically how he's going to manage QB reps throughout this preseason.
You guys think I'm going to actually back myself into a corner, so you guys are going to ask me daily about the rep allocations? No way. I've been on the job too long for that.
He's a vet. He said very carefully will he manage those, and there's no way at all he's going to tip his hand about who's going to lead. So he did say before the season, Russell Wilson's in pole position. He will be the starter, though today Wilson had a calf soreness, so he was out, and Justin Fields took some QB1 reps, and we saw some Twitter highlights come out that looked pretty good. And there's some hype around whether or not Justin Fields can have a reclamation in Pittsburgh. But here's what I really think about this, CCAT, because everybody's wondering, well, what's Theo think about the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation? Like, when you woke up this morning, weren't you just sitting there racking your brain? I wonder what Theo's going to say about Fields versus Wilson.
In the shower, applying the shampoo, eyes closed. I was thinking about that, yes.
This, you know what? Wonder no longer. This is exactly how it should pan out, and this is what would be most beneficial for Justin Fields. If you're Justin Fields and you have an opportunity now to have that reclamation, you see what guys like Trevor Lawrence are making without any real success in the NFL. Jared Goff, Tua's about to make. Brock Purdy's going to get paid. You have a chance to be on that level of quarterback if you can perform well. And I would say if you're Justin Fields, you want to get as many of these first-team reps in the preseason as possible, but you want it to be Russell Wilson starting out of the gate for the Steelers so that you can have an opportunity to sit back, learn that Arthur Smith program and that system for as many weeks as possible until Russell Wilson, either one of two things happens. He inevitably fails and the Steelers are underperforming on offense, which, given the track record from Wilson over the past couple of years, his deficiency in throwing the ball over the middle of the field, which is where Arthur Smith seems to like to direct his offense, and the fact that he's 35 years old, so a calf strain in the offseason could turn into something more during the season. By week four, week five, week six, the fans are chanting, "We want Justin Fields." The Steelers are underperforming like they've done a lot of different years early on. And Fields gets to step in with that runway, learning the offense more from behind, watching the mistakes Wilson makes, and being a more dynamic runner, a guy that has probably a bigger arm than Wilson right now, interjecting some new energy into that offense. Like, Justin Fields, if you're listening, get all the reps you can right now in the preseason and the camp and everything like that, but you're going to want to start the season on the bench, wait 5 or 6 weeks until your name is called, and then go take that thing by the horns, because I do feel like as everybody's out on the Steelers, Arthur Smith dragged Desmond Ridder, right? Who else was out there playing quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons? Was it Taylor Heinicke at a certain point? He dragged these dudes to 8-9 win seasons without an elite defense as a head coach. We saw what Arthur Smith did in Tennessee as an OC for Ryan Tannehill, pulling out the best seasons that he's ever had. Justin Fields is way more athletic than those guys, way more dynamic, and if he has time to really sit back and get a hold of this offense, I think it's a perfect runway and perfect situation for Justin Fields to take over and be a good starter and maybe even the quarterback of the future for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it only happens if he gets to sit the first few weeks. I looked at that Steelers schedule, and there's a few teams in there in the first 5-6 weeks that can absolutely dismantle Justin Fields' confidence. I would say just throw Russell Wilson to the Wolves, and you come in and save the day. C-Cat, am I on the right track here right now? Is that the best-case scenario for not just the Steelers, but also for Justin Fields?
Do you think that there's a scenario in which Justin Fields lights it up and puts a lot of great stuff on film during practice in Russell Wilson's absence to where they do make the switch? Is that possible to lose your quote-unquote starting job? You never actually started a regular season game in this scenario?
I think with Mike Tomlin, the way that he runs that franchise and the amount of, like, he's just so consistent and so level-headed, I think no matter what happens this camp outside of an injury to Wilson in the preseason, he's going to be the day one starter. Like, Russell Wilson's going to start for the Steelers when they open up against the Falcons in Atlanta on September 8th. But again, then you got the Broncos, elite pass defense. Then you got the Chargers at home in the next week, a Jim Harbaugh coach defense. They're going to be competitive. You got the Colts the next week. Maybe Russell Wilson bounces back. But then again, week five, home to the Cowboys. I can see Russell Wilson running for his life right now away from Micah Parsons. Week six, that Raiders defensive front, they're going to be at Vegas. The Steelers are. You ain't got a lot of options on that offense right now when it comes to weapons if you're Russell Wilson. And you're going to be running for your life. Christian Wilkins out there. Max Crosby, the other guy on the edge. That's a good front and a well-coached defense. And then you got the Jets after that. I think that three-game stretch, Cowboys, Raiders, Jets, that can be the dismantling, especially if a guy, if Justin Fields is playing in that, that might be tough for him. You let Russell Wilson go through that, and then week seven, Justin Fields gets to come in and be the at home against the Giants on October 28th. He can be the hero and throw for two touchdowns, run for two more, and put some batteries into the back of those fans waving the terrible towels. There's a perfect runway for Justin Fields. Impress in camp, let Russell Wilson start, and be the hero and take over. It's perfectly laid out.
Counterpoint. However, when you've got two quarterbacks, you might not have one quarterback. If these guys are both here all the way through week 17, week 18, you might want to trade one of them. And if Russell Wilson starts week one, does very well, you're not going to want to trade away Justin Fields because obviously looking at the ages of these two guys, you want to keep Justin Fields for the future.
There's no market for either one of these guys right now.
If you flip it, I think there's a market for Justin Fields possibly out there. We saw this offseason, the market's not great, but a team's going to get a whole lot more desperate. Think about if the Jets could have had Justin Fields last season after Aaron Rodgers got hurt. How much they would have given for maybe this version of Justin Fields, who put a lot of bad stuff on tape, and we saw his market value this offseason. They would have gotten something for him.
Yeah.
They sure would have.
Maybe. But Justin, I don't. What did the Steelers get Justin Fields for this year? Like a fourth round pick or a sixth round pick?
Yeah, it was low. It was not top three.
There's absolutely no market for both. Yeah, sixth round pick. There's absolutely no market right now for Fields or Wilson. And on those 1 year deals, I feel like teams would take their chances with them. I don't think anybody's trading for them this year. But again, You let Wilson be fed to the Wolves. At 35 years old, as a guy that has not had a lot of success over the last few years, and as a guy that doesn't really feel like he fits Arthur Smith's play style, let him go out there and fail, come in and save the day. The road is set. I'm starting to become a Justin Fields believer, which I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe it's the C.J. Stroud effect. He's raising the bar for Ohio State quarterbacks everywhere. But we'll get more into that as we get closer to the NFL season. What we need to do now before we get Tina on here very soon is maybe jump into the Get Around. The Get Around is obviously our vehicle that we use to go all across the nation, hit the biggest sports headlines of the day. It's our route to help you out. As you were done with your work day, you missed a lot of stuff. It's the Get Around where we bounce from town to town. Before we do that, do we have a caller here on the Fields and Wilson situation?
Yeah, Vontae in Atlanta.
Vontae's in Atlanta. Vontae is hopping on, theoretically speaking. He heard me lay out the perfect plan for Justin Fields, and now he's here to stamp it. Vontae, what you got for us?
Okay, first off, I want to say, I really do think that if Russell Wilson, to me, did not have as bad of a year as everybody is saying. Mm-hmm. But if they play the same system like they've been doing forever in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson's not going to have a lot of pressure on him. They're going to pass to the running back. He's great at play action. I think if he wins two or three out of the first six games, he's going to start. And I think it's actually going to be worse for Fields. Reason being, they're going to hold off a whole year. I think. I don't think they're going to trade him. I think he may be the quarterback for the future, maybe. But I think if Russell does good at the beginning, which he's capable of, I really do think he will be that starter.
That's a good call. I appreciate the call, Vontae, because, you know, that is the danger of starting on the bench if you're Fields. We've seen Mike Tomlin make you-know-what out of you-know-what with that Steelers quarterback room over the past 3 years. And it is a bit of a fear. If Russell Wilson just holds them slightly above water long enough to keep Fields on the bench and he never gets to prove himself, well, what kind of deal are you able to negotiate for next year? Remember, they declined that fifth-year option. If you don't get any time on the field to show how good you are, you might have to sign one of those Jordan Love prove-it deals or something less than that just to get a chance to get on the field and prove yourself. It is a bit of a risk, I will admit, but I'm willing to hedge my bets. I'm willing to short Russell Wilson stock in order to actually have a better chance, because I think throwing Fields out there too early, if he gets embarrassed this year, if he does start in these first few games and it looks bad, like, that's a career ender.
So you're thinking this is not an Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr. situation, because Penix Jr. is pretty old too. and Justin Fields went into the league pretty young.
Yeah.
So I didn't look at their ages, but they're not too far apart. Both aging quarterbacks that had their better years behind them. Who knows?
Yeah, and I think the difference is Russell Wilson is on that one-year deal. Kirk Cousins has $100 million guaranteed, and I think they have guarantees that run through part of the third year there, whereas Michael Penix Jr. is also on the first year of his rookie contract. A lot more leeway for both of those guys to stay in Atlanta. We don't know who the hell is going to be behind center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's do a quick get around. Before we bring in Tina for some theoreticals, we have some banana discussions around the office that we must get to. It's the Get Around on Theoretically Speaking.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round.
The Get Around today brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, edsisyes.com. We'll get to that, but first, our first stop.
Next stop,
Santa Clara. The Bay is burning. Wideout Brandon Ayuk and tackle Trent Williams are both not practicing as they angle for new contracts with the 49ers.
I'm all the way out on the Niners this year. What happened the last time they actually lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with a mediocre quarterback? Yeah, the next year, 6 wins, last place in the NFC West, a bit of a rebuild, a bit of a retooling. I believe that same thing's going to happen this year. It's more likely the 49ers miss the playoffs than it is they actually make it back to the Super Bowl. That disease of me is starting to set in, and they haven't even gotten that Super Bowl yet. Kyle Shanahan's reaching for straws. Hey, Bill Belichick, can you save me? Can you come help a brother out? Well, I'll let you know right now, ain't no life rafts. Steve Wilks, scapegoat, I hope what you got to replace him was worth it, because the 49ers are going to be on the outs of the playoffs this year. Super Bowl hangover en route.
Next stop,
Wee-Wee Pavi Fuentes.
Love it.
Canadian sailor Sarah Douglas showed off the goodie bag she got in her Olympic Village room.
Oh, nice.
It came packed to the brim with condoms.
Well, and I get it. You know, athletes don't like to get the freak on. It's like a little, month and a half camp. A lot of good-looking people in shape at the highest of the high of their careers. So might get a little freaky out there. It made me think, though, if you are like just like casually dating an Olympian and they go off to the Olympic Village, are you like worried if you're not invited out there to be able to go? Like maybe y'all aren't far enough in that talking stage, in that dating stage, to be able to visit? Like, that's concerning.
Yeah, so like if you are the spouse or the boyfriend, girlfriend of an Olympic athlete, it's almost like the everyday person finds out that their girlfriend's going on the girls trip to Miami. But except it's a month-long girls trip to Miami. How does that feel, Theo? We live in Miami, so we don't really have that problem.
Yeah.
But before you lived in Miami, that sure was.
You don't want that. You do not want the girls' trip to Miami. You do not want that kind of influence around your woman on a daily basis. I don't care how much trust you got. You have a little bit more anxiety around that. And I would say, yeah, anybody out there dating an Olympic athlete as they head off to Perry, just, be conscious.
Nightly FaceTimes. Got to have them scheduled. Put an alarm every single night, 9 p.m. nightly FaceTime.
You might be able to get your freak on after a little morning practice over there, though. It's nothing else to do. They're just training and apparently getting a freak on. I didn't want to say what I was actually going to say because that would have been worse. Let's get out of the get around before I get bounced out of here. The get around again brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes. EDSisYes.com, actually. That's where you could go to find out about your trusted AC experts in Palm Beach County. I mean, it don't get much higher than this. A 4.8-star Google rating with over 760 reviews, and that's because EDS has been keeping you cool since 2006. They've been doing it and doing it and doing it well. You got 24/7 support at EDSisYes.com. You get timely service, and I do mean this. I literally just had an EDS appointment. I just hopped online. EDSisYes.com. I scheduled it around my day, and they're going to give you an alert ahead of time. They're going to show up on time, and they're going to take care of you at your convenience. You can book it online, EDSisYes.com, and they're here for you. All of your AC and plumbing needs can be found in one place, EDSisYes.com. Kick it with the real people out here getting around. I love to get around. On the other side, we got to get Tina, and we got Banana Gate at ESPN West Palm. We're getting to the bottom of this thing. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It is that time of the week. On a Thursday, you know what it is. If you're on YouTube at Theo Speaking, you can see the studio that just got lit up a little bit because we got Tina in the house. Tina in the wild on a Thursday. What's happening?
What is going on, Theo? I'm so happy you're back in studio. You've been gone all week. When I was here on Tuesday, I had to sit in your chair, and
right.
I was like 2 feet off the ground because it was so tall.
Did you sprain an ankle jumping out of it? Are you okay?
I had to jump out of the chair. Yeah. I had to actually jump out. I had to jump up onto the chair and jump off of it.
Nice to see you too, Tina. I was gone also, by the way.
Yeah, he was
gone. You weren't talking.
He wasn't talking yet. So now that he has talked, you can tell him it was nice. It's nice to see him back in the studio.
Great to see you, CCAT. I hope you had a great birthday.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, happy belated.
Tina forgot to send a company email last year on my birthday.
Wow.
So that's a reason nobody knew my birthday happened.
That is crazy. Yeah. And then this year we got a belated birthday email.
Yeah. Would you prefer it before or after? Like if your birthday was on the weekend, so would you prefer it being on Friday or on Monday? Like the email being sent out.
The celebration before. No. I don't know.
Okay.
Before? Why before?
I don't know.
You know what I don't like about before celebrations of birthdays? Because if you do post it, because you want to post it, because you want to show love to the office, then you got everybody on social media telling you happy birthday before your birthday. And then you run into the dilemma of, do I tell them it's not my birthday yet? Do I just say thank you? It gets weird.
What about this, though? What about if, like, I say happy birthday to CCAT on Friday in the office, do I have to say happy birthday to him on Sunday on his actual birthday if I already said happy birthday?
If you see him on Sunday, yes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But I don't have to text you?
Mm-hmm. No, you do not.
Not obligated, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't want me to text him anyways.
That's what I was about to say. He's like, please don't.
He's like, never text
me. Please don't text me. Theoretically speaking, here on a Thursday, you hear her. Tina's in the house for some theoretical. CCAT on the ones and twos, fresh off of birthday weekend, and me fresh off of Charlotte, kicking it at ACC kickoff. And while I was gone, there was a raging debate here at ESPN West Palm that we have to get to the bottom of. Tina was in the middle of it. She was isolated, and I'm here to defend her, and it's all about one singular fruit, the banana. But first, can we get Tina's intro? I wanted to.
Yes, he can.
Let's get Tina's intro because I love just hearing Maggie's voice. Here it is.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Never gets old.
What song is that? Is this some Shania Twain?
Of course it's Shania Twain.
What's the name of the song?
It's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I know Man, you I know, Feel Like a Woman.
That's like the most popular part of the song.
Yeah, too. That's the best part. You know me. You think my intro would not have my favorite song?
Like, is that the most popular part? I thought it was like, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
What happened after
that? It is, but there's no lyrics.
You're right.
You just did it.
I just did the dang part.
You're just realizing this?
I just realized that's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I just learned the song like 2 years ago when y'all were mad at me for not knowing this, this random country artist.
Didn't we make you sing it?
You did.
Yes, yes.
And I executed it perfectly. But let's get into Banana Gate. Before we do, I need to, I need to probably relax myself a little bit here. And I know Old Palm Beach is the way to go.
After this banana debate,
yeah,
I need to go to Old Palm Beach to relax because it's me versus the office in this banana debate. And I don't get it at all. But yes, Old Palm Beach, it's still, it's summertime, but school is starting soon. You could still do a staycation if you don't have time to take a vacation. Mm. And Old Palm Beach is my favorite spot in South Florida. It is a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, which is so awesome. Again, you walk out the pool, you have this private beach to yourself. You can walk along it. It's beautiful. They have even activities you can do there, like paddle boarding. And there's so many different ones, kayaking. There's 2 oceanfront pools, a spacious guest room. And if you got to bring the kids and teens and can't take the staycation by yourself, they've got a club for them, or they have the O Spa where you can get massages, facials, pedicures, and so much more. Very relaxing area. They got a hot tub, a steam room. It's fabulous over at Old Palm Beach. Book your stay today. Visit eaupalmbeach.com.
What gives with the bananas?
Okay.
I'm going bananas over.
So this started weeks ago, months ago.
Yeah.
I probably eat a banana every day. I also eat a banana like at night. Like I have a dessert that's a banana.
It's 2 bananas a day is a little.
It's maybe not 2, but okay. I do have a dessert that's like a chocolate covered frozen banana.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
We'll address that later.
So let's just say I like bananas. So I was eating a banana in the office and I was being judged hardcore by our VP and market manager, Stephanie Prince, because she does not eat bananas if they even have a little bit of brown on them. And then the whole office starts ganging up on me. Like, ew, you eat bananas when they're brown? I'm like, this is a perfect banana. When you peel it, it's still yellow.
Yes.
It's still good. I don't want like a green banana. And here, I tried to print pictures.
Show us.
To print pictures and our printer's not working here, so I had to bring my laptop over here.
Yeah, show us the bananas and the ripeness levels.
Here's the ripeness level. I'm gonna put up to my to my camera.
Watch
there's
on YouTube.
The ripeness level of bananas. Goes from green to, a little bit lighter green to like a bright yellow to then there's a little bit of brown.
Yep.
More
and
brown.
The other one is and then full of brown.
And at
marks.
The end, it's like full of brown. Yes,
anybody that eats a banana that shows green at all, you are a sicko and
we
a
are
human
not
being.
Friends.
Yeah, get out of my way.
No, yes.
I don't touch a banana. I don't start to even peel back the layers of that thing unless it's about 30% brown on the outside.
I
need a lot of brown on my banana because that's when it's ripe. That's when it's sweet. That's when it's good.
And then they were saying, they're like, you don't have to buy like a whole, like, what are they called?
Bundles, I think.
Bushel.
Bushel?
No, I don't know.
He's an idiot.
Come on. So they were like, you don't have to buy like all 6 that come out. You can peel them off. I go, why would I do that? Like, why would I buy only 3 bananas and then have to go back to the store and buy more bananas? They all think I'm crazy here that I eat banana. Like, I'll eat the banana that's like not the farthest to the.
I would go furthest to the right all the way. I would go 40 to 50% brown is my style too. I'm not afraid of that.
I'm probably not eating the banana like when you peel it and there is a little brown.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably not eating it, but it depends. If it's like the whole thing, no. If it's a bite, it's okay.
Yeah.
And they told me like the far right one was like the banana bread banana. I go, no, no, no.
That thing got to be all the way brown almost.
Yes. And I love to bake and I just let them sit. They got to be brown and just like mushy because that's the best banana bread.
That's going to make for the best stuff. Stick around because you have culinary taste. We want you on the other side so we can get continue this thing. But let me tell you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care before we go to the other side. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Learn more about bananas on the other side. We're theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3. It's a Thursday. We are theoretically speaking. I worked out today. Did you get a workout in today, Tina?
Of course, I was at my 5:15 a.m. F45 workout.
Where at?
I said F45.
Yeah, well, talk to me. What's F45 about? I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And you're doing 75 hard.
I know.
And you are going to get over there.
Yeah.
And do a workout. I won't make you go to 5:15 a.m. We can go to a little later one. Maybe an afternoon.
Yeah.
They have plenty of class times we can look at. But F45, that's my spot. Again, I'm there all the time. I'm not here. I'm probably at F45. F45 West Palm Beach. F45 Palm Beach Gardening. Team training. Life changing. You stick to it. You see results. There's people there to motivate you to, again, to make you feel good. Make you want to go, lift heavier. It's a great spot. Check out their Instagrams, F45 Palm Beach Gardens and F45 West Palm Beach, to see the specials they've got going on this summer.
Love it. And we take you home on a Thursday. The Las Vegas Raiders will rue the day they have awoken the beast. They spoke of the boogeyman. Here's a quick video from camp where they have a Kermit the Frog doll, and they're taking turns mimicking Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, in-division rival, talking some trash. Take a listen.
I'm here.
Your quarterback is either Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. The Chiefs are not just going to beat the Raiders twice this year. They're going to beat their heads in. It's going to be a 30-point loss. They haven't forgot what happened on Christmas Day. Patrick Mahomes is going to probably combine for 10 touchdowns in those two games. You're going to rue the day. There it is. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy, unless you're a Raiders player.
Go eat bananas.
Yeah, get a good banana in. Peace.